Sort of peeks their ears out there. Y'all on that tree? Tell him I didn't know what you call it. He says a pickle peach.
A pickle peach? Well, I never heard of that.
The meat of it was plum red like a peach.
Uh-huh.
He got one cut up and showed me. He said he had picked 9,000 bushels.
Gracious.
Down one end of the orchard. He didn't have one tree out. Pickle peach.
Hmm.
Down the tree, yeah.
Well, now when a peach's meat sticks to the seed, would you call that a clingstone or a pressed peach or
plum peach? You call
a plum peach. Okay. What do you call beans that don't have to be shelled?
Butter beans.
Okay. Well, now what about, let's see now. Butter beans do have to be shelled, don't they?
I shell them when they're green.
Uh-huh. Okay.
They get ripe.
Well, now what do you call beans that don't have to be shelled?
Beat them out. String beans.
Okay. What do you call the tops of turnips or beets that people eat? What do you call corn that you shuck and cook and eat with your hands?
Roasting corn.
Okay. Do you have chipmunks or grounds?
You may not eat none. You come out of town.
Oh, sure, I've eaten it. There's nothing better.
It's good. I'd always kill it. You tell me. The cat, you have fever.
Well, I never ate too many of them because they never bothered me, but I think they're good. You never ate them?
I'll eat them. I'll sit down and roast them, bake them in the store.
Yeah.
I know a boy, a man, got through eating, they eat 10 years of corn.
That's a lot.
I eat more than three.
Do you have ground squirrels or chipmunks or grinnies around here?
They go up the tree squirrels. They go up the tree.
Okay. So do you have ground squirrels? Or are they all tree squirrels?
All tree squirrels.
Uh-huh. What's a little animal that's black with a white stripe down its back and it smells bad?
Skunk.
Okay. What do you call a little creature that's about that big around and it hops along the ground?
Toadfrog.
Okay. And what about one that lives in the water? What do you call him?
Call it bullfrog.
What do you call a smaller frog that lives up in trees?
Tree frog, yeah. One can stay on tree frog, he can stand down there and jump up on one of them, and on them and on that tree.
They're little tiny ones, aren't they?
Little tiny ones.
Uh-huh. What do you call worms that people use for bait when they go fishing?
Well, they got them. Two, three kinds of use now.
Okay, what are they?
I don't use one, talk one. Sunline, force water back there before he uses it for bait. Bait sunline. Since his water goes back there, man, I'll have a scale fish. They have different bait, different